happened, and I went there to see this in northern Mexico, where the cartels have, if a large part of the economy is illegal drugs, the armed criminal gangs have more money than the state. They can hijack the state and take it over. And he saw if that comes and hits Uruguay, they're screwed. It's a small country. They don't have much military force. And really the horror that I saw, I mean, I interviewed the only person to ever be at the heart of one of the Mexican drug cartels and make it out to tell what it was like. And, you know, this is one of the most horrendous atrocities of the war on drugs, is what it does to the supply route countries.
Well, Johann Hari, I want to thank you for being with us. His book is Chasing the Scream. It is just out. The subtitle, The First and Last Days of the War on Drugs. That does it for the broadcast. Happy birthday to you, Grand. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mark Berkner, Felsar Amate, Nirmin Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Samafa Hani Massoud, Ravi Karan, Dina Guzder, Amy Littlefield. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
You're tuning into KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, Portland, 91.9 FM, Hood River in the Gorge, 104.3 FM, Philomath and then Corvallis. Up next, the KBOO Evening News.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from...
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster, and they serve a bistro-inspired menu, weekend brunch, with vegan and vegetarian options. Lunch was provided by Lair Hill Bistro, located at 2823 Southwest 1st Avenue. Serving breakfast, lunch, dinner, and catering for the past 18 years, they also have live music on Thursdays and Fridays. More info at their Facebook page. Dinner was provided by Porque No Taqueria with two locations, one at 3524 North Mississippi and at 4635 Southeast Hawthorne, serving lunch and dinner made from locally grown and produced ingredients.
First episode of the Speciesism podcast with your host Magenta Rex, navigating the landscape of our sordid human history with care and compassion. You can find it online at kboo.fm/content/thespec, or by going to the KBOO homepage, clicking on programs, and scrolling all the way down to the Speciesism podcast. Yeah.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Rallies were held outside of Southern Oregon Walmarts over what activists claim was the unfair firing of an employee.
And the FCC proposes to regulate the internet like a public utility.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. KBOO is currently in our membership drive, and we'd like to urge you to become a member by calling 877-500-5266. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Aaron J. Bernard. The Portland City Council today voted 5-0 to approve a plan to spend $20 million for affordable housing in Northeast Portland. The plan calls for $8 million to subsidize affordable rental housing. $5 million will be set aside for promoting home ownership. $4 million is earmarked for home repairs. And $3 million will be devoted to purchasing land to use for future affordable housing. The money was made available after Mayor Charlie Hales promised an African-American community group that he would set it aside following protests of a planned Trader Joe's grocery store. The funds are on top of existing affordable housing money the city intends to spend and may only be spent in the Interstate Urban Renewal Area in North and Northeast Portland. In related news, Housing Bureau Head Commissioner Dan Saltzman said that an affordable housing plan for the city's west side is critically underfunded and will not be able to meet its goals. The plan calls for 30% of Portland's central city to be available to low-income residents. Saltzman suggested unspecified incentives for developers, as well as supporting a repeal of a state law that bars inclusionary zoning in the state. Current state law bars local governments from allocating specified developments as affordable housing, but does allow for incentives to achieve affordable housing targets. The city has come under recent criticism for not meeting affordable housing goals or bothering to check its progress toward those goals.
The editorial board of the Oregonian has announced that it is calling for Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber's resignation. The paper cites what it alleges as impropriety on the part of the governor relating to Sylvia Hayes, the state's embattled first lady and the governor's renewable energy advisor. It was revealed yesterday that two administration officials from Kitzhaber's first stint as governor helped Hayes receive contracts totaling over $100,000. Those members then rejoined Kitzhaber's administration later. Kitzhaber spoke at a press conference last Friday where he said he would not resign. His relationship with Hayes became a contentious part of his last re-election campaign against Republican Dennis Richardson. Hayes' role as the First Lady and advisor, but also the head of a paid consultant, is a subject of an ongoing ethics investigation in Salem. She was the subject of a state criminal investigation into how her consulting firm won contracts with the state in 2010, but was never charged. The Oregonian editorial board endorsed Kitzhaber in his re-election bid last November.
Across the country this week, rallies were held outside Walmart stores challenging the company's policy of retaliation against workers who have tried to organize unions. 35 workers in 9 different states were fired for participating in strikes on Black Friday last November. In Oregon, rallies were held in Medford and Klamath Falls in support of Ishmael Nunez. Nunez was among those fired for participating in a nationwide strike on Black Friday. KBOO's Nico Kwiatkowski reports.
America's largest employer has fired a Southern Oregon man, apparently in retaliation for his labor activism. Rallies today at Walmart stores in Klamath Falls and Medford demanded the rehiring of Ishmael Nunez. Mr. Nunez had worked at Walmart for 11 years before his termination on January 26th. His firing follows a Black Friday strike in which Walmart employees across America walked out to demand a $15 minimum wage. I spoke to Jennifer Sanchez on the phone today. She's a Walmart employee and a labor activist. She participated in today's rallies as well as the Black Friday strike that cost Ishmael Nunez his job. Ishmael Nunez is also her husband.
My name is Jennifer Sanchez. I've been working for Walmart for 11 years. I went on a strike back in June of last year, and also I went on a UPS strike on fair labor practice on Thanksgiving. We start because we want Walmart to respect us. We want Walmart to start retaliating us. Because even before this, you know, Walmart has always been retaliating workers for speaking up. And, you know, after we went on strike, they start retaliating us again. My husband, he actually got coaching, and they called the police on him, and he got suspended, and they fired him for the same thing, you know. And, you know, and on top of that, they didn't even pay him for the day that he worked.
Today's rallies sent the message, rehire Ishmael, stop retaliation.
You know, and this is what we're doing to let Walmart know that, you know, the community is not going to take the way they're treating us employees and also the way that they're doing things in the community.
An activist at the Medford rally reported that about 15 protesters were forced off the Walmart premises by police under threat of trespassing. Organizers requested meetings with store managers, but were denied. More people work for Walmart than any other company in the United States. They employ over 1.3 million people and operate more than 5,000 stores nationwide. At the time of this report, 35 workers in 9 different states have been fired by Walmart in retaliation for the Black Friday strike, according to Mother Jones. A petition to rehire Ishmael Nunez is online at coworker.org. More information about the Walmart campaign can be found at forrespect.org and information regarding Oregon's campaign to bring a general $15 minimum wage can be found at 15nowpdx.org. For KBOO News, I'm Nico Kwiatkowski.
KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening, and now we're asking you to do the same. Let us send the signal over to our pledge headquarters now to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Good evening. I'm Amy. I'm a volunteer here at KBOO. I'm joined by Jamil, another volunteer, and we're excited to be here on the evening KBOO News and to show you the importance of supporting great radio programming like this. The number to call is 877-500-5266. We don't stay on the air without your support, so every penny you can give, one-time donation, or a monthly amount is what keeps us going. The number to call is 877-500-5266, or walk on down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and pledge your support to KBOO.
Absolutely. Online, kboo.fm. That's another way. There are several ways you can help contribute to this experience called KBOO. We've been going for over 40 years. Help us keep going. We have a $300 goal in this hour, and you can help us make that. One person could have $300. Three people with $100. Whatever is important to you to contribute to KBOO, do so. But you have to dial those numbers, 877-500-5266. And everyone who calls, you have a chance to enter to win a prize from the KBOO station co-managers. That is correct. Mike and Jenna Crenshaw, they are going to perform for you at your house, and Monica Beamer will be cooking dinner for you, Northwest Mexican Fusion. But it is up to you to call to enter to win that prize, and you do not have to contribute, but contribute by calling. You don't have to donate, but it's important at this moment we donate, because we are raising money to keep this station open for you, because we are here for you. We are a resource. And the number again is 877-500-5266.
And our $300 goal for this hour, if you wanted to do it all by yourself, take the weight of the world on your shoulders, it's just $25 a month, which is kind of small considering different things that we spend our money on.
Absolutely.
If you're going down to Sizzle Pie, that's like one pizza pie. Not sure if everyone's going there, but it's right down the block from us. So if you did come by to drop off your donation, you could stop by for a slice afterwards. The number is 877-500-5266, and we're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We're bringing you volunteers made radio. We're breaking headlines here on the KBOO Evening News that you don't hear other places. It really is a great resource for the community. It's how a lot of the activism that goes on here is fueled and known about by the community. So it's really important that you pledge your support to keep this on the air by calling 877-500-5266 or surfing on over to kboo.fm.
Absolutely. And we do focus on news from Portland, but we do international news because we realize we are an international station, and we know that there are people from Germany. We know there are people from Egypt. We know there are people who are activists all around the world, people who have kind hearts who contribute. So we're speaking to all of you. Dial those numbers, 877-500-5266. It is toll-free for you. We are a resource for you. Online, even more international, kboo.fm. Those are ways you can contribute. Contribute to sustaining this station called KBOO, kboo.fm.
Climate change is having a detrimental effect on salmon populations in the Pacific Northwest. A new report by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, states that water levels in some Pacific Northwest rivers are fluctuating more wildly than before. These fluctuations force adult salmon to lay their eggs closer to the centers of waterways where the eggs are more exposed and less likely to survive. The report tracked changes across 6 decades and concludes that this long-term trend is due to global climate change.
The United States Postal Service is going to start delivering cases of water and groceries right to your door. These expanded services are part of the Postal Service's new collaboration with Amazon and other corporations. The Postmaster General says that moving beyond normal mail and package delivery should generate much-needed money for the USPS. This search for new sources of revenue comes as the Postal Service says that it's been facing a myriad of money issues, such as the financial burden of having to prepay retirees' health benefits. KBOO's Joanna Peterson has more.
First of all, it sounds like the USPS is expanding to deliver goods like water and groceries in big cities like San Francisco and Manhattan. Is this a positive development?
Yes and no. It's always good that there's more work for postal workers, because the postal work is one of the living wage union jobs in this country that provides good living for lots of people in lots of different communities. So expanding the number of postal workers is a good thing. However, conditions under which these new contracts are being carried out are problematic. The contracts with Amazon for delivery of groceries and the water companies with delivery of water is that they're made with understanding that the delivery would be done by city carrier assistance, which is this bottom tier, low-paid, part-time, no-benefit workforce that was established in the last union contract. And we want to see expansion of postal service using full-time, permanent career postal workers, people that have a good living wage with benefits and retirement. And degrading of the working conditions and the benefits of postal work is a troublesome trend. So these are problems that we have with these new developments, which are basically the Postal Service bending its rules on behalf of huge multinational corporations.
So I've heard you and others say in the past that the financial crisis that the USPS is undergoing is really just contrived. So if the Postal Service is not actually broke, why would it feel the need to start these collaborations with big corporations?
Right. Well, the Postal Service insists that this is going to improve the Postal Service bottom line, but in fact it has very little to do with saving money or expanding the revenue for the Postal Service. And in fact, of course, the Postal Service so-called financial crisis is a phony financial crisis, which was manufactured by Congress back in 2006 with the establishment of this pre-funding of retiree health benefits 75 years in advance, so that 10% of the postal budget goes to pre-fund retiree health benefits for people who not only don't work for the Postal Service, they're not even born yet. No other agency has to do this. No company would do that. But it's put the Postal Service into debt, so that even though the Postal Service has been in a surplus with the recovery in the last 2 years, 3 years, the Postal Service has shown a surplus at the end of the year. In fact, a $1.4 billion surplus at the end of this last fiscal year. They still claim that they're in the hole, you know, because of this debt. But what's really happening is that the Postal Service management has been captured by Wall Street, basically. The commercialization and privatization of the Postal Service is what's on the agenda. All of the governing body, the Postal Board of Governors, is made up of folks that want to privatize or at least commercialize, make the Postal Service act like a business rather than a service to benefit businesses like Amazon. And then we haven't had the Staples conversation or the Walmart conversation, but we can talk about that too.
Yeah, so speaking of Staples, it sounds like Staples and Office Depot are now merging. And as I'm sure you're aware, Staples has post office type desks in their stores. So how do you think this is going to impact all that?
Well, it's a very troublesome that the Postal Service is reducing hours and closing public post offices. At the same time, they're expanding into this private deal with Staples and in the last couple of months with Walmart, and now with Staples merging with Office Depot, that'll be probably an expansion into Office Depot stores as well. The service that's going to be provided is going to be inferior, because the employees of Staples are high turnover, low paid. They're going to be have other responsibilities besides the postal responsibilities. They're not going to have the kind of training and supervision that sworn to protect the mail postal employees have. It's a danger to the public, the security of the mail, but of course it also busts unions and degrades the pay and the working conditions of postal workers.
I've been speaking with Jamie Partridge, who is with Communities and Postal Workers United. Jamie's also a retired letter carrier. We've been talking about the U.S. Postal Service's new expansions, such as water and grocery delivery. For KBOO News, I'm Joanna Peterson.
You are listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. We'd like to remind you that you can call to renew your KBOO membership or become a member at any time during this program by calling 877-500-5266. Stay tuned at 6 for our KBOO special forum on police unions and their role in perpetuating a culture of police violence. This will be an in-depth look into the history, role, and politics of police unions in the light of the post-Ferguson nationwide uprising against police killings, abuse, and impunity. At 7, it's Hard Knock Radio. Tomorrow's weather will be rainy with a high of 56 and an overnight low of 53. Showers are expected in the morning, increasing to steady rains by the afternoon, with winds out of the southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Today in history, in 1969, Yasser Arafat takes leadership of the Palestinian Liberation Organization. And in 1999, an unarmed Amadou Diallo is fatally shot by New York City police, sparking protests. Today's quote comes from Rosa Parks, who was born this day in 1913. "I have learned over the years that when one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear. Knowing what must be done does away with fear."
It is 5:20. Time now for daily commentary from Jim Hightower.
Do you know Alec? You probably do, even though you never heard of it. Yes, it. Not a person. Alec is the acronym for a secretive corporate-funded state policy front group, American Legislative Exchange Council. Alec's exchange is very straightforward. It takes about $6 million a year from corporate powers in exchange for linking them directly to hundreds of right-wing state legislators. Like a speed dating service, ALEC convenes 2 to 3 dozen private confabs each year, putting corporate executives face-to-face with lawmakers. In these closed-door sessions, the special needs of corporations are matched with eager-to-please legislators who go back home to push the corporate agenda into state law. If your legislature is suddenly trying to take away workers' bargaining rights, outlaw citizen lawsuits against abusive corporations, privatize public schools, reduce corporate income taxes while raising taxes on retirees, and otherwise advance extremist special interest notions that go against the public will and the common good, chances are you have lawmakers who are carrying bills handed to them in one of Alec's backroom tete-a-tetes. The organization brags that it has some 2,000 state legislators on its membership rolls and that members introduce about 1,000 ALEC bills each legislative session, passing about 200 of them a year. ALEC's insidious agenda is driven by a, quote, private enterprise board made up of such giants as AT&T, ExxonMobil, Koch Industries, Pfizer, and Walmart. This is Jim Hightower saying, meanwhile, don't bother asking Alec for a list of the legislators who play in its corporate body house. That's a secret, it says. But it's only kept secret from you. The corporate powers know all of Alec's members intimately. Is your own legislator one of them? Well, ask him or her and see if they have the integrity to blush.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
You are listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news. Now it's your turn. Joining us once again are Jamila and Amy to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thanks so much. Good evening. The number to call is 877-500-5266 to pledge your support to keep great radio like what you're hearing right now on the air. KBOO volunteer-produced newscast actually does. We have been doing some in-depth stuff on ALEC, so following up on what they were just talking about, and I'm sure you care about that type of stuff. So it's really important that you support the radio station that brings you news like that by calling 877-500-5266. 5266. And our daily volunteer newscast provides a platform for oppressed and minority communities to share news and stories that are impacting their communities.
Absolutely. We are the only newscast that provides a weekly report on the Portland City Council meetings, as well as regular reports on the Beaverton, Hillsborough, Clackamas County, and Metro Regional governments.
And our reports on the Oregon State Legislature are the only reports you'll hear on the air about the laws being passed that impact all of our lives. And the number to call to support keep that on is 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
Absolutely. Those issues Amy was talking about, they included a number of them that people found out about on KBOO. Mm-hmm. They joined organizing efforts, which is really important, and ultimately resulted in victories for the people, like the Columbia River crossing, the $4 billion bridge project across the Columbia River that was ultimately dropped because of people organizing to oppose it. The Morro Pacific Coal Export Terminal, which just had its permits denied after community groups and local town council members organized to stop it. The Jackson and Josephine County measures to stop genetically modified organisms. The airways of KBOO provided a tool for the activists in these campaigns to get the word out and to organize. We are radio promoting organization. That is important in these times.
Yeah, so give us a call at 877-500-5266. Put your dollars behind the organization by supporting monthly or making a one-time contribution. You know, right now, media consolidation is at an all-time high, and local news like KBOO's evening news, it's pretty rare.
Absolutely. Even in Portland, which is somewhat progressive, you would say that. Five companies, Entercom, CBS, Clear Channel, Salem Communications, and Bustos Media, they own the majority of the media. That's what makes KBOO so important. We are not owned by major corporations. To keep this news coming to you, we need your support. Those numbers to dial, 877-500-5266. Right now we have a $300 goal. You can help us make that by dialing those numbers. 877-500-5266. Online at kboo.fm.
And KBOO is providing a lifeline to real news about real issues reported by real people. We're not here telling you fluff stories about Hollywood superstars. We're talking about issues that are important to your life.
Absolutely. Who brings that news to you locally?
KBOO.
What are we doing right now? Yes, KBOO is bringing that to you. Who provided you with the voices of postal workers standing on the picket line to challenge the privatization of the mail system? Who? KBOO News. Who covers the real issues behind important local legislation? KBOO News. You're listening to that right now, and that's important to you. So those numbers to dial, 877-500-5266. Those numbers to dial again. 877-500-5266. $300 is what we are looking to make this hour. You can help us do that.
Yeah, and I wanted to let you know about a couple of great thank you gifts we've got going on right now. We've got a one-year subscription to Yes Magazine for a $60 minimum pledge. That's a $5 a month pledge if you want to break it up and do monthly contributions. We can even do those now on credit cards and debit cards. It's really safe, secure. It's super convenient to give monthly, and it's a really great magazine to be countering all of the difficult issues that you face. This is from a more positive positive view on what's going on.
We definitely need that in these times.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we've also got the KBOO hoodie, and it's for a $20 a month pledge. If one person calls in to get that hoodie, then we'd be at $240 right now. We could almost get
and
to our
goal. And $60 more would reach the goal. So you can help us make that. 877-500-5266. Some of the things we've covered on KBOO News: the investigation of laundry company Portland Linen, a subsidiary of the American Linen Supply Company, or ALSCO. I'm sure you've seen their trucks, for ongoing environmental violations. What else have we covered?
Farm workers in Washington County facing shutdown of the only remaining low-income health clinics in the county.
Indeed. The Koch brothers, or the Koch brothers, or Koch. Yeah, it's Koch. The Koch brothers industry showed up in small logging towns on the Olympic Peninsula. No one but KBOO News noticed. The Koch brothers, you've heard that name a lot. On KBOO News for sure.
Yeah, even just now. campaign workers organized for better working conditions and job security at Portland companies. And these are shows and news that's important to you. I know you support it. So that's why you're picking up your telephone right now and you're punching in the number 877-500-5266. You're letting your phone ring, or you're clicking the little green icon that makes the phone ring, and you're pledging your support at 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
26 people are dead after a TransAsia flight crashed shortly after takeoff in Taiwan's capital, Taipei. 58 people were on board the plane, which was en route to the island of Kinmen off China's coast. 17 people are also missing after the crash. The crash occurred after the plane, an ATR-600 turboprop model, clipped a bridge and then plunged into a river. It was the second crash of a TransAsia plane in 7 months. Last July, a TransAsian plane crashed off the coast of Taiwan, killing 48 people. The cause of today's crash remains unknown.
The Army of Chad has said that they have killed 200 Boko Haram militants in northern Nigeria, part of an African Union effort to combat the radical Muslim group which began just days ago. Chadian state television cited military officials who said that they had completely wiped out Boko Haram bases in the northern Nigerian towns of Gumbaru and Ungala. 9 Chadian soldiers were reportedly killed in the fighting. In Cameroon, Boko Haram reportedly also killed nearly 100 civilians in the town of Fotokol, a border town in Cameroon's north. Cameroon's military says that it repelled the attack, and 50 Boko Haram fighters and 5 Cameroonian soldiers were killed. Boko Haram is an Islamic fundamentalist group which has killed thousands and kidnapped hundreds in northern Nigeria in recent years. The African Union authorized a force of 7,500 soldiers to combat them last week.
The head of the FCC confirmed today that the organization will be seeking to regulate broadband under Title II of an overarching communications act, effectively redefining the Internet as a public utility. The proposed regulations would ban such practices as blocking access to legal content and degrading traffic on the basis of content, applications, or services, as well as outlawing paid prioritization and giving the FCC far greater regulatory control. However, officials say the FCC would not set prices for broadband or force cable companies to share their networks. Even so, critics say that the proposed regulations are unjustified and overblown.
And now the latest news and developments from the occupied territories in Palestine from the International Middle East Media Center in Bethlehem.
Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. Israeli soldiers kidnapped 7 Palestinian children during raids targeting West Bank communities. Meanwhile, Israeli forces destroy a Protestant village near Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Wednesday at dawn 7 Palestinian children in the southern West Bank district of Hebron and 2 children in occupied East Jerusalem after invading their homes and searching them. Several military vehicles invaded the Tabaka village south of Dura town near Hebron and kidnapped 3 children, local sources said. In Beit Umar town north of Hebron, soldiers kidnapped 2 high school students after storming their homes and ransacking them. Clashes took place in the town after the soldiers invaded it and kidnapped the Palestinians. The army fired several gas bombs and concussion grenades. Several Palestinians and workers of a local bakery suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Jerusalem, soldiers broke into and ransacked a number of homes in a tour town overlooking the old city and kidnapped 2 Palestinians before moving them to Al-Maskoubi Interrogation Center west of the city. Later on Wednesday, dozens of Israeli soldiers stormed the Jerusalem Gate Protestant village in the Khalit al-Rahab area east of the Abu Dis town near occupied Jerusalem, removed the tents and confiscated property. Coordinator of the Popular Resistance Committees Against the Wall and Settlements, Abdullah Abu Rahma, said that the soldiers confiscated chairs, food supplies and equipment. The soldiers also fired gas bombs and concussion grenades at the nonviolent activists and residents of Abu Dis and Al-Isawiyya towns, in addition to residents of Bedouin communities that Israel wants to displace. The protest village, comprised of three tents, was installed to protest Israel's plan to remove the Al-Jahalim Bedouin tribe in occupied East Jerusalem and Israel's ongoing illegal policies of building and expanding its illegal colonies in different parts of the occupied Palestine, including occupied Jerusalem. In other news, hundreds of Palestinians took part in a solidarity protest just outside the Jordanian representative office in Ramallah. The protest was called for in response to the slaying of Mu'adh al-Kasasba, the Jordanian hostage by ISIS. The terrorist group released a video on Tuesday showing Al-Kasasba being burned alive by fighters of ISIS. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, February 4th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.
You are listening to an hour-long membership drive of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Carruthers, Joanna Peterson, Dan Richardson, Galen Sanford, and Nico Kwiatkowski. Our producer is Mike Klepfer. Our engineer and the provider of our soundtrack is Ian Westmoreland. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. The podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on Translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on Translator K220HR. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Erin J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! With journalists Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Voices from the Edge, Joanne Hardesty speaks with Greg Palast, the investigative reporter, whose news-breaking stories appear on BBC Television, The Guardian, and now on Al Jazeera. At 9, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 9:30, Fight the Empire host Per Fagrang speaks with Loretta Napoleoni about her book, The Islamist Phoenix, Islamic State and the Redrawing of the Middle East. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, Sarah Van Gelder, founder of Yes Magazine, talks about sustainable happiness. Live simply, live well, make a difference. And at 11:30, it's Black Book Talk, a monthly program featuring interviews and discussions of works by African-American authors. Once again, this is your chance to show support for the work our volunteers put in to bring you this newscast, rain or shine, every weekday throughout the year. Joining us again are Jamila and Amy to talk a little more about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the KB Community's Winter Membership Drive, and right now is the time to call us at 877-500-5266 to support KBOO. You just heard Erin tell you all about the great programming that's coming on right after this and tomorrow morning, and I'm sure you are blown away by the fact that there's so many important issues that are coming out over the airwaves from KBOO to you. That's why you're picking up your phone right now and dialing 877-500-5266, pledging your support. Our expenses are just $2,112 a day. $88 an hour. You can cover 1 hour of KBOO by supporting a monthly amount of $7.50. Maybe for you it makes sense to contribute 1 hour of your wages per month. That's a really great way to support KBOO, and it adds up really quickly, and it's really convenient to do. So the number to call, 877-500-5266. Put your money where your ear is.
Absolutely. You talk about sustainability in your life, the things that you purchase, the food you eat. This is another aspect of that sustainability. So contribute to that, because KBOO is a part of your life. If not, you wouldn't be listening. So the number is 877-500-5266. That is 877-500-5266. That is toll free for you. Online, KBOO.FM. Amy did mention it is free, a free resource for the radio, but it does not come free, because we have to pay for expenses, and it is something which sustains. So, interesting, Jamie Partridge, who you heard earlier, he actually walked in. So this is very, very local. This is community-centered radio. And we are here discussing these issues, and we are offering you, call that number if you have something breaking. Again, this is community. So let us know. You in the community are listening to us right now. 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266, and online at kboo.fm. We have a $300 goal to make. You can help us contribute to that goal.
Mm-hmm. You can also become a volunteer yourself, become part of this newscast. It's a really invaluable service that KBOO provides, free journalistic training to anyone who wants to do it and is able to put in the time. The number to call to support us is 877-500-5266. Thank you so much for pledging your support during our membership drive. If you can do a $20 a month donation, we'll be giving you a hoodie, zip-up hoodie. It's really nice, and everyone will know you're in the cool club. You support KBOO. So give us a call at 877-500-5266.
And now it's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
Yes, it is time for our weekly chat with our station co-managers. We call it News from the Boo. And tonight we are here with Mike Crenshaw.
Hello.
Feel free to call in, listeners. You can reach us at 503-231-8187. Mike, what's happening at KBOO?
Well, it is our winter membership drive. It's the first day. So we're trying to raise $85,000. And so far we're well on the way. As of 11 o'clock today, we had $1,584. So I want to encourage people out there, if you're not a member or if you want to renew your membership, pick up the phone, dial 877-500-KBOO, or you can go online at kboo.fm and click on the tip jar. And I know there's a page sometimes that comes up right away now, a splash page, so you might be able to not even click on the tip jar if you go there online. And we've got some good events coming up. Talent show, giant talent show happening. This year's Contessa de la Luna Valentine Spectacular features the world premiere of the television show La Contessa and Friends Plus. And there will be live performances by Contessa de la Luna, an amateur talent show with celebrity judges and cash and other prizes. There will be a rock, paper, scissors contest, plus prizes for that. A surprise fun box drawing, and celebrity judges, including Courtney Vondrell from Three Leg Torso, Troubadour Dusty Santa Maria, KBOO's own Lavender Mimosa, and Zia McCabe from Brush Prairie and the Dandy Warhols. And that's going to be Thursday, February 12th, 2015, from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street, Portland. So that sounds like fun. I know the deadline already passed. It was on January 23rd. So I was down here one afternoon and there were people lined up to audition. So if you're going to be in that talent show, make sure you bring lots of friends, because audience applause will be considered when judging each act. And the cost of admission is going to be a benefit for KBOO. All the proceeds benefit KBOO. And there's a $100 cash prize. Many other prizes and giveaways. And don't forget the rock, paper, scissors contest.
I have to stop you right there, Mike.
Yes.
Explain the rock. I mean, I know what it sounds like, but explain how this works, the rock, paper, scissors contest.
Well, I'm thinking that it's actually a rock, paper, scissors contest.
That's kind of what I was getting out of it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there's pretty literal translation there as to the, you know, athletic ability of people and if there's like professional leagues and stuff. I have no idea if there's going to be overhead cameras.
I didn't know if it was going to be like a tournament bracket or a round robin or...
Well, you know, I'm sure lots of people in the audience tonight have the same question. So I encourage people to go. I might have to check it out.
Yes. Yeah.
So Clinton Street, February 12th from 7 to 10 p.m.
Cool. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
All right. So what else do we have going on? Any events coming up that KBOO's involved with?
Yeah, we've got the 9th Annual Youth Summit that addresses the need to train, encourage, and celebrate our young people. And the founder of the Youth Summit, Imani Muhammad, is going to call in. I'm not sure if she's on the phone yet, but if she isn't, I would love to tell you guys all about the Youth Summit. It's been going on for 9 years. I've been part of it pretty consistently, and it's a great event.
Yeah, it looks like we're still waiting to patch her through. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit while we're waiting?
Okay. Well, in the months post Ferguson, which is basically right now, we know the country is really up in arms. A lot of young people all across America are in the streets and organizing and galvanizing their leadership. And the theme is, if not you, then who? Be the change. That's the theme of the 9th Annual Youth Summit, and provides mentorship, encouragement, training opportunities for young people and adults of all ethnicities in the Portland area to cultivate their budding relationships and organizational skills. So,
all right. Well, it sounds like we have somebody on the line. Can you put that caller through? Oh, wait, in just another minute.
Okay. The summit. No, but the summit also showcases youth talent with prizes that reward them for having the courage to perform. So usually what it'll be is the first night of the summit, there'll be a talent showcase.